you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for those who are coming to us by the blog line. We do praise you. And thank you, my God, for everything that you've done. Oh, thank you, Lord, because we're therefore debtors not to the to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, Lord, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we just thank you for it, God. Now bind the devil today. Give us complete liberty in the Spirit. Bless every person who is a participant on this line. And we just thank you for them in advance. Give you the praise and all the adoration for what you're going to do, for what you're doing, you've already done, and for what you're going to do in the future. Thank you for what you're doing now, God. Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Also, Lord, heal every afflicted person on this line. Let there be instant healing virtue that comes out of this line. In Jesus' name, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, we pray, and for Christ's sake, for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of you on the line. To all those who are awake, amen. I want to say good morning to you. Are you all awake? Amen.
Good morning.
Let's all wake up. One who gave you life, health, and strength. Gave you those legs to walk and a mouth to say good morning.
And good morning.
Step of the way. Let's speak to our Lord. God, thank God. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Do better than that. Amen. Good morning, Lord. Amen.
Good morning, Lord.
Bless you, God. Amen. Let's have a praise section. Want to see what level your praise is on. That's what the praise check is about, to see what level your praise is. Now, some of y'all who are sleepy, y'all will be saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, my level of praise is better than that because I realize he's been mighty good to me. And I notice that he inhabits the praises of his people. He goes to all these praise parties of people who are giving him glory and praise. So let's have our praise check and see where you are on your level of praise this morning. Praise check, everybody of mine is here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good.
and 910. God bless you. Let's try that again and be fair with the Lord. If he hadn't done anything for you, then I don't expect to hear you. But if he's been
this conference is being recorded.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bear with him. Man. This is a nation. This is a day of people who are so selfish. They want everything to be given to them, but they don't want to give anything back. Amen. So be fair with the Lord. Let's praise him one more time. Lord, we praise you. Praise check,
thank
everybody.
You.
Praise
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Because I see the auspices of the Holy Ghost that if you hadn't moved expeditiously, your daughter wouldn't have been here.
Amen.
Amen. And thank God for moving in your heart. Amen.
Yes.
That's a wonderful, wonderful miracle working power that worked through you that day.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank
in
God.
Jesus.
And she's a wonderful daughter. Thank God. She tries to take care of us, do whatever she can, and I thank God for her.
Amen.
The line is open.
Somebody else.
Jesus is alive. This is Ambassador-elect Jolene Garnett. Thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, baptizing me with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the peace that he has given me. I thank God for the anointing of the oil of the Chief Ambassador. Dr. Johnson told us to put the 3 drops of oil in the water, and it truly has been a blessing to me. And actually, I put it all over me, even take a bath in it. And God is just good, how he just blesses my body and how he blesses me even more. Thank God for this prayer line. Thank God for Dr. Johnson, how the Lord is really using him. When he prayed for the inmates of 6,000 inmates was released, and I just thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, to be very good courage, you and Dr. Lady Betty, y'all is truly, you are truly good to God, and you all be, let God use you in a mighty way, and I thank God for everyone that participates on the First Fruit prayer line. I pray much for each and every one. Love you all. God bless you.
God bless you.
I want to thank God for opening those prison walls, prison doors, and releasing those 6,000 prisoners. But he certainly did that, and we give him glory and adoration. All right, go ahead, Mother Digby.
All right, thank the Lord. The line is open.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, I thank and praise God for two knee replacements at one time, 2009. I had feet worked on. You know, and God just healed my body, and I thank God for that today because I'm walking very, very good today, and I'm thanking and praising him because he's too good to me. I haven't been sick with all other diseases, but thank God he knows how to keep you alive and well. And I just thank God for the prayer line. And all, everyone that's on the prayer line, I thank you, praise God for them. And just pray, my friend, in the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for you, Mother Johnson. The line is open. The line is open.
I do have a praise report. Can you hear me?
Thank the Lord. Go right ahead.
This is Prophet Bay from California. I thank God for waking me up today, and I am a living testimony. God, all the praise and glory in my life. And I also have a word from the Lord to God's people on this first prayer line. And
this is Prophet
Baker. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a minute. I want you to give that prophecy that you gave on the blog line last night. Amen.
But,
just hold on just a moment here.
Okay.
Would you please go ahead, Mother Digby and Master Elect.
All
Mother
right,
Digby.
We would another one. We're going to hold Prophetess Baker. Will there be another one? I know there is.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Karen Brown, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
My first report is about 2 weeks ago. I asked you all to pray for me to find a nice house because I had to move. I got a call on Monday, and I got the nice house.
Thank God.
I got the nice house.
Thank
God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of
thank
y'all
you.
Really need a nice house. You ought to be praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Johnson, I've been praising him ever since they told me that.
Thank God.
Ambassador Johnson, this is Charlotte Gray. I just want to pray for her. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray for that.
Go ahead, sister.
Did you say you want to praise God with her or you want to pray
I
for
did.
Her?
I did. This is Pastor Charlotte Gray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
I received that for
thank
me.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You did myself.
Woo. Lord, thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. Thank
you. I'm just wondering. In your house, how many folks you waking up? That's all I'm thinking. God bless you. Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Jesus. Woo,
thank God for your apartment, and I thank God for how Dr. Johnson told us, don't ask just for anything. Ask for what? Ask for a beautiful place or for
right.
A good place.
Yes, right. That's what he said. It's beautiful, too. It is.
Thank God. Thank God. Jesus. I remember. Thank God.
I remember my mother. When they were coming from Arkansas, she said, son, I didn't know you could have what you wanted then.
Uh-huh.
And I just didn't want to be a bother. And so I asked God, Lord, we're moving from Arkansas. And God, give us a little shack to live in, Lord, because we need some business. And when she got to Kansas City, she said, that's just what the Lord gave us, a little shack to live in. So you better learn how to ask God for a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Mother Digby.
Amen. Thank the Lord, because we serve a great God. God has everything in his hand. The line is still open. The line is open.
Just take a couple more praise reports. Does anybody else have a praise report?
Yes, this is Sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Sister Rush. I thank God for this morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning. And I thank God because he is so good to me. Mm-hmm. He's so good. He's so gracious. He's so merciful to me. And I thank God this morning. So I want y'all to continue to pray for me.
Thank the Lord. We will. Is there another one?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is from Texas.
Good morning. Go right ahead.
I'd like to say good morning to Pastor Johnson and all the ambassadors, and bless everybody on the line. And God has done so much for me this 2016, and he's still working. And I just want to thank all my friends and my family. And God bless y'all all, and y'all all have a wonderful day. And happy Easter to everybody.
Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
We love you.
God bless you too, sister. Glad you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay.
All right. Did you have something else?
No, that's all. Have a blessed day.
God for that. The line is still open.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord on yesterday that my client called and it's official that I got more hours on my job, more days on my job. And I just really thank the Lord for that. And I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and pray for my children. God bless you.
God bless you. We will. Thank God. The line is open.
This is Evangelist Palmer in Iowa. And I thank and praise God for life for another day. I thank and praise him for health and strength. I thank and praise him for being who he is in my life, and that he reached out and he said, whosoever will, let him come. And he reached out when the whosoever will, which was me, came to him, and he gave me life, and he gave it to me more abundantly. And I thank and praise God that he let me feel his presence within him. I'm not on a bed getting ready to leave out of here extremely ill to feel the presence of God, but I thank and praise him while I'm well and the blood is running warm in my veins, that he let me just feel his presence within with a just because praise and a just because. Touch from the Lord. I thank him because he is wonderful and he's worthy to be praised. And I thank him because it's this close again to Resurrection Day. And let me be blessed to see and hear, to see this day come and to be in his presence from last year up to now. And I thank and praise him that this is another memory that is almost Resurrection Day and how he was in the garden and how he was being persecuted. And how he had gone through, and it just reminded me, where was Jesus in his walk concerning going to the cross, round about me, glory, and it just gave me the strength and the joy within my heart to think about how much he loved me, and how he gave up his life and rose again for me, and I thank and praise him, because he's truly wonderful. Oh, glory to God Most High, he's wonderful. And he's worthy to be praised.
God. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful praise. The line is still open. Thank God. The line is open. If you're trying to come off mute, the line is open.
Mother, that's good. You did wonderful. Oh, my God. You did beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
Praise God for you. You're a blessing, Mother Digby. Amen. And what a beautiful, beautiful woman. Amen. A woman of God. Thank God for you. If there's anybody who didn't get a chance to give you a praise report and you want to give it, you want to tell of his goodness to honor God, amen, you want to honor him, I want to allow that. One more. Anybody? If not, we'll move on.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Sheila Brown at 913. Good morning, everyone. I have a prayer.
All right.
Early yesterday morning, about 12:30, the fire department called me and told me.
Talk a little louder.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Brown, talk a little louder so we can hear you.
Department called me and told me my sister was in terminally ill pain and some family.
Talk a little louder. We can't hear you.
To make some decisions. For her, that was 12:04 a.m. God gave me favor. I was on my cane yesterday, and I told the Kansas Fire Department I wasn't able to get across the field to get to my sister's 7-year-old little girl and her 8-year-old little boy. The Kansas Fire Department.
Mr. Brown, you're fading in and out. Shake that phone a little bit.
Yes, sir. Can you all hear me clearly now, Pastor?
Yeah, go back a little bit. I'm trying to get your testimony, but I need you to go back a little bit.
Okay. 12:04 yesterday a.m., God had moved a sister right over here next to me. Sister Betty Baker prophesied that if one of my, I have 8 other sisters, and some of them are not in church right now, some are still in the world. Sister Betty said, if those sisters are of yours, Don't mistreat your mother.
Your phone is fading in and out. So. I moved to another spot in your house then. Move to another spot.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry. How about that?
All right, now I can hear you. And talk a little louder.
Okay, praise God. The prophesied season. Get in order with my mother that one of my sisters will be packing her bags and moving out. Mom's house, and one of my sisters will come up terminally ill. 12:04, I got a call from the Kansas City, Kansas Fire Department telling me they're at my sister's house. They're needing me to come through to get her kids. I said, I don't have a car, sir, and I'm on a cane, and I'm kind of hurting, but I'm going
move
to
around
do my
a little
best
bit here.
To get through that park and meet those little kids. It's 12:04 a.m. They said she's turning.
Mr. Brown, move around a little bit here. You're not giving us a good signal.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. How about now?
Now that's better.
Okay, thank the Lord. I'm right here. So they said someone need to come and get her little 6-year-old little girl, Ariana, her 8-year-old boy, Clee. God gave me favor with the Kansas City Fire Department. They bagged all the way up this big hill I stay on to deliver those kids to me. And at that point, they kept saying, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's wrong. Your sister's brain is off. We don't know what happened. You need to get in touch with the family members to get out here ASAP. Yesterday I called and I got on the prayer line just like today. Prayed. Afterward, I called Sister Betty Baker. She said, "What's going on with the sister?" I said, "Sister Betty Baker, they have her on breathing support out there at KU Medical Center. I don't know what happened.
I can't hear you,
she was
Brown.
With me. Praising the Lord in my kitchen. I went upstairs and had the church music on, and I came down. My sister, I looked at her feet. They were just going. She was just moving and praising. 2 hours after leaving me, that attack happened to her. But long story short, tall Sister Betty, she called you. Thank God for you, Pastor Bernard. Both of you all prayed over the sister, and that sister was released yesterday from KU Medical Center. God showed up and showed out, and they couldn't find nothing wrong. And God kept telling me, I didn't move that sister over there for nothing. That's for you to lead her to me. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. He did that for me yesterday. I praise him. I thank him. She had enough strength to walk to the gas station with me to get her some cranberry juice. And God just had me praying. She was walking in front. He just had me covering her in prayer. And I won't forget what he did yesterday. May God bless you all.
God bless you. I'm hearing that Prophetess Baker prophesied that something about your sister, and it came to pass, and the Lord used you to get her to the hospital, and the Lord showed up and showed out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. God is a on-time God. Yes, he is. Amen. How's she doing now?
Wonderful. Like a brand new lady.
Like a brand new lady. All right.
Brand new lady.
Now, how are you doing?
I just got out of bed. Sister Betty called. I slept in a little bit. She said, "You better get up on that prayer line." And this is what I did. I so used to getting up crawling out the bed. I got up and crawled out the bed. I said, "Hold on, Sister Betty. I got to crawl. You know I got to crawl." God stood me up. I'm not in no pain. I'm not in no pain. I'm waking up thinking I'm going to be in pain, jumping, crawling out the bed. Used to doing that every morning. But when I stood up, I'm not in pain. Thank you. Thank you, Glory. Thought I had to crawl this morning. Woke up and crawled out the bed. Thank you, buddy. Stood me strong today.
when you go to the store and buy toilet paper and Kleenex, hallelujah, my candy little shop.
Thank
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.
So when you buy toilet paper and Kleenex, pray over it before you use it. Before you use it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Some things here. Now, I've been teaching how to recognize the real voice of God. Do you think the Lord said that to her, or was it the devil?
The Lord.
It was the Lord. Yeah,
amen.
I recognize that's the Lord. And I've been telling y'all there's some things on here y'all have never heard in y'all's life, and you won't say that. You know, you just act like it's normal, but that's not normal. That's the Lord speaking, and you can't minimize what the Lord is saying. The Lord is trying to help you to keep you from getting this and getting that. So, and then you said something about the water, too. What'd you say?
Also, yes, I did. And also, hallelujah, hallelujah, see. Woo, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hiya, baha, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Woo, Jesus. You can also stack up on bottles of water. Hallelujah. We'll
hallelujah.
More contamination, more about the water. You want to stack up on bottled water. And also, before I got on the block, my pastor, he also said canned goods.
Canned goods. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Wild
box that bottle and I heard it this morning. Canned goods. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, now, do y'all think that was the Lord or the devil?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Lord. Evidently, something must be on his way, y'all.
Yes. Yes.
And then we had a sign already from Flint, Michigan.
Amen.
You know, the water.
Amen.
There and the people were in such dire trouble. Here's the Lord sending us a word to keep us from being in dire trouble. Amen. He's telling us to stack up on bottles of water and even canned goods. All right, you can receive it if you want to. Dr. Betty, if you're on this line this morning.
Pastor, I'm not finished. I got some more.
Go ahead.
Okay, and also, when you, I heard this morning that I'm going to finish what I heard you also. When you go into, when people also need to stop, when they're walking around in the store and in the vegetable department, they see grapes. And know how people take it and take a grape and put it in their mouth and they store it, eat it because you see it every time. They need to stop doing it because they're going to get contamination off of that. And if you don't believe it, they go. You also go and get the grapes and go back home. I heard and put a little salt on them and wash them off before you eat them.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you buy the hair, you know the weave hair in the store, pray over it before you use it.
Oh my God.
Amen. Oh my God.
Pray over the hair, weave, whatever, and also the hair dye. Also, there's a young man that I've been praying over with for a long time, and I'm telling him, I said, before you go to find another beautician, I said, call me, and I will tell you my beautician. I send you to my beautician before you get the hair dyed or anything. So about two weeks ago, he got with someone that went to a beautician, and they put something in his head, some kind of dye, and it's around his scalp. It just blistered his eye, just pulled up just like it looked like a monster. His whole face, his eye just welled up, just swollen up. So right now he went to the emergency. The doctor gave him some medication, and he had to really end up going more than one time to change the pill. But his eye, I called him yesterday and checked on him, and he said the eye was just all the way down, but it's still healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Man, when you buy that hair, they, you know, y'all be saying, yeah, it's mine, I bought it. You don't know what it is.
Better pray over it.
You better pray
yes.
over it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Pray over
the thank you, Lord, for that.
I'm just saying.
You can also pray over the food, with all the foods you buy. Pray over it.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Contamination is coming in the land.
Yes.
Yes. I hear feminine. It's a feminine.
Excuse me, Pastor Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Sheila Brown. Can I just say something that's been in me for a while? I haven't said it, but Pastor Johnson, what Sister Prophetess Betty Baker is saying, God has been dealing with me on another level on that tissue, too, and he's been dealing with me on that hand soap. You know, when people come in and out your house and people use your bar soap and they can use your tissue, even if they got the pink eye, I had some pink eye family members that was coming over using, you know, using the restroom and using my same bar soap and my same bar tissue. God had been dealing with me. No, you got to get a fresh bar soap out after people. You got to get a fresh roll out of people because everybody don't live the way you live. Everybody is just not into their godly trying to practice with the Lysols and bleach and the hand sanitizers. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm saying that I'm trying. But my daughter had the pink eye, and she spread it throughout her whole family. And when Sister Betty got to telling me about that tissue and soap, I said, now, that contagious. That has to be on the soap that they're washing their hands, and they use the tissue. It has to be on that, too. So God was just telling me, get fresh soap, get fresh tissue after company.
Beautiful, beautiful. I concur with that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I say one more thing.
Uh-huh.
As she was talking about that, I hear in the spirit, even, hallelujah, even the mouth walking can be also contaminated. People come in and use your mouthwash, and also your toothbrush, and do the same face. Woo, glory,
yes.
Shabbat, condemn about shop. Woo, Jesus, thank you, Lord. You want
thank
us to hide Baha. You in the same lotion. Yeah. You have to be cautious.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus.
Cautious. Oh, Lord.
Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah. He said, some of my people are ignorant because of lack of knowledge.
And
thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And the thing that you teaching on, he said, we need to listen. We better listen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Woo,
amen.
Jesus.
Bless you, Prophetess Baker. It's just the things that you're saying, people who have the spirit ought to really be able to see these things clearly. I mean, just use your common knowledge, and you can see that without being, you don't have to be so spiritual to see that. That's the Holy Ghost, just with common knowledge. Who makes that tissue? What do you know about the people who have that tissue? I mean,
Amen.
It's common knowledge. Who makes the toilet tissue? Where does it come from?
Amen.
Use your common knowledge on that. You don't know nothing about the people, and yet you're using that tissue for your most delicate areas.
Yes.
You don't know what you're putting on yourself. You don't know nothing about them people. Pray over it. Just like you pray over your food. Lord, bless this food. Take out any offense if there be any in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will. All right. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Pastor Jeff, I have one more thing. The heat crystals are hard to hear you telling people.
Go ahead.
Okay. And also, I'm hearing in the spirit, condom will shut about. He says a combination of things. And also, he said the seasoning women, and seasoning women on this block line everywhere, and everywhere. And speak up more. When you something to come forward, come on and speak up. Thank you, Jesus.
Say that again. Some people did not.
Seasoning women on this block, this first one from the block line. They need to come forth and speak.
Yeah, seasonal women.
Come on out and speak. God wants them to come on out and speak because they are blessing to the block. They are blessing to the block line, the first fruit prayer line.
Yes.
They need to come and speak out more. I hear this in the spirit.
Speak out, ladies. Yes,
you,
I need it. Yes, ladies, I need the encouragement. Seasoned women of God, keep speaking in Jesus' name.
Come on.
keep speaking.
And different people have been, and also that is the spirit, the word of God. In the name of Jesus, I can name some, and I can name some names, but I'm trying not to name them right now. But if they don't, I don't start hearing them, well, I'm going to call their name. I'll call God. He wants them to come step up.
Yes.
They have a word.
Amen.
They have a word for God's
yes.
people. I
know
in
Jesus'
name,
ladies and gentlemen.
And I've been hearing.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, y'all are such an encouragement. Y'all are an encouragement. To Sheila Brown, y'all are encouragement. Please don't draw back, please, in Jesus' name.
So, according to what I've been teaching, there are two voices that speak to anybody. Some voice has been speaking to these seasonal women and telling them, don't say nothing, just listen. Whose voice was that?
The devil.
The devil.
The devil was trying to hold him back. You know?
Yes.
Listen, that was the devil. Who wouldn't want somebody to pick up as a seasonal woman and tell of the goodness of Jesus? If God spoke to you and said something, a voice spoke to you and said, don't say nothing, hold it back.
Yes.
Who was that?
The devil.
The
devil.
And then here comes a prophecy against you, letting you know that that was the devil speaking. That's not.
Pastor Johnson, this ain't the first time I heard it. Aha yabaha, and yekeshiyasi, my shada baho shada kande bose. And when y'all hear me talking in the spirit, that's God speaking to me. My shekere rabo shata. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
And he's not just speaking to one or two. He's speaking to all of us. Come forth. He wants us to do better. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knows things as though they know that, though they never will. Call on him was he there. I hear Isaiah 56 chapter. He said, your ways and thoughts not like my ways and thoughts, said the Lord. And his word will not return out of his mouth. God, he will accomplish whatever he's sending.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, I hear it.
Amen.
Woo, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Well, what's going to happen if people don't hear him and don't speak up?
Woo, Jesus. They're going to be talking.
They're
going to
be what?
Chastised.
My God. The Holy Spirit's going to move and dwell in
you. Chastisement coming.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. The Holy Spirit.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning, ladies.
And I'm
good
telling
morning.
The truth.
Good morning. Hi, this is Sheila Brown. Can I just say what's on my heart, y'all, the ladies? When I first started this line, it was so, and it's still powerful. But I remember the day, the 2 weeks I called y'all women. I told y'all my husband went to prison, and I had to turn him in. And that was a hard thing, and I'm struggling with raising my three grandkids with all this pain. Y'all women, seasoned women of God, y'all had me so encouraged. Y'all had me so built up. Then I stopped hearing from y'all like when we had that fire. Y'all, I need that. I love that. I want that from you women. I'm not a jealous type of woman. I love everybody from the bottom of my heart. Y'all, don't hold back because we need that prayer, y'all. These young women, I'm 43. I need y'all to help me make it through the day. So please don't hold back on God. Don't hold back. We need that. I need that from y'all's fruit trees.
Wow. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, I need it. I love this prayer line, y'all. Please keep being strong in Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Keep it.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to confess this morning, also with a praise report. I heard it so bad before the prayer line, and I prayed, and I sought the Lord, and I went to sleep. And when I woke up, the prayer line was on real on the end. But the enemy, I didn't want to call my own and say, pray for me because I'm hurting. But I prayed for myself.
And the Lord bless me, I'm not hurting now. I, that's
hallelujah.
I want to thank the prayer line that I'm not hurting. I didn't want to come back
and
I'm hurting, but I am not hurting now. And I didn't want to let the prayer line go without letting them know how the Lord has blessed me through.
Lord Jesus.
You know, looking to him, and he let me drop off to sleep, and I'm not hurting at all, man. I thank God. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stith. May I speak it?